Good morning. We are somewhere in northern Tanzania in the Serengeti National Park. We being a truck full of people from around the world. Hello, crew.
Hello.
That is the German. He is the comedic value of the group and has been nothing but a special wonder to us all so far. So we're in a truck. We're going across the open savanna landscape. There's trees to our left and right and a giraffe in the distance. One of many. We've so far seen, let's go through what we saw yesterday. Giraffe,
elephant,
cheetah, it was amazing. Leopard in a tree, although I'm still convinced it was made of cardboard. We saw an amazing chase from lions chasing some wildebeest. We saw water buffalo. A migration of wildebeest. Yeah, there was something, there's about 2 million in Tanzania, and we must have seen a good 25% of them. It was amazing, just a mass of specks in the distance. And has anyone been bitten by mosquitoes?
Yeah,
quite a lot of sunburn. Also some, I don't want to go into graphic detail, but there has been some questionable toilets in some of the campsites. And some people have got some incredibly weird hygiene habits on cleaning up after themselves. You can use your imagination. Anyway, I'm with a truck driver. He's a Maasai man wearing local colour. Hello, what's your name?
Today.
And what is it tomorrow? Hey! It's a common gag. His name is Today, and he's fantastic. You've been really good to us so far. Thank you.
Welcome.
Are we quite a good group, would you say?
Sure. Yeah, really enjoyed being with you guys.
Excellent. Loaded question there. All right, so today, could you explain to us where we're going now and what we might see?
Yeah, for now we are going, we're still doing our game drive for almost 2 hours. Then we go to the visitor center where you go to have more information about the Serengeti. And then we start going, driving back to the gate, straight to Arusha.
Arusha, where our big yellow truck is, isn't it? Yeah, because at the moment we're not actually in our usual home of the big yellow truck. We're in two different 4x4 vehicles, and the beauty of them is you can split the roof open and stick your head out and get really good pictures. Well, I think we've got really good pictures, haven't we? Yeah, quite happy with ourselves. We'll find out later, really. The German, so far, has been nothing but comedic value. He's lost his phone, broken his camera, and last night he slept on his sunglasses. Would you like to say a few words to the people of the world?
Of the world? No, actually not. No. I think, yeah, just visit me at home.
Are you having a good time here?
Yeah, my sleeping partner, the Canadian English, is a bit snory at the night. It's kind of a water buffalo hippo mixture, but getting over that, so it's okay.
So what was that happened? What happened this morning when we woke up? You started making animal noise.
I heard some animals, and I thought I'd just expand the variety, so I think there came some, what was it, horses, monkeys, yeah. Dolphins.
No, it's you did a great horse, someone did a monkey in the background, someone in another tent, then I did a sheep, you did a goat, and then you just, his dolphin impression was, dolphin! Say what you see. So that was good. Anyway, speaking of animals, we're going to see lots more today. How long have you been doing this job?
7 years.
Do you enjoy it still? I mean, you must have seen everything that we've seen 100 times over.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I never get tired because I like animals.
And yesterday, would you say that was a better than average day? Because a lot of people said it's very rarely that you see two cheetahs right next to the truck.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's normally so rare to see the cheetahs in that distance. It was very close.
One of the things that we've all been amazed at is that when we're hanging out at the roof with binoculars and cameras with zoom lenses and contact lenses and glasses and bifocal lenses, you always see the animal first. What is it that you've got in you that makes you realise that there's a cheetah 3 miles away?
Experience.
Whoa! We're just going over a big bump. Well, thank you on behalf of all of us in the truck, and we will report in later should there be any weird shenanigans. Thank you, team. Thank you. Hello, group. Hello. We've just eaten some big fat barracuda and various other dishes. So we might be a little bit lackadaisical, lazy. We were on safari last time we spoke, and you just heard from today, our driver. We had an amazing time. It was, well, I would say, breathtaking moments. Cinematic, huge open savannas, only interrupted occasionally by large umbrella trees, acacia trees, and striding giraffes. Some adrenaline flowing as cheetahs ran after various wildebeest. What was your favourite part of it, Captain Germany?
The elephants. Not just because of their big magic stick, but they're just really amazing animals, you know, walking through, chilled. Not even lying, being able to take them down usually. Well, and just the landscape and the wonderful people, the wonderful driver.
It's our first day off since the tour started about 10 days ago, although it feels like it was 2 months ago. Americans! Hello, Americans. You are two Americans in amongst the mixed bag. We heard from the German that was here, but let's hear from more of the group. We're all on a big yellow fun bus. We're all cruising across Africa. Hello, Americans. Where are you from, and what do you think of this trip so far?
I'm from Wisconsin. I think the trip is great. Very exciting. Had a great time in the Serengeti. Saw a lot of cool things. I really liked Ngorongoro Crater. It used to be a volcano. Yeah, it was a volcano that collapsed. So how long ago? Really long.
2.5 million years ago.
2.5 million years ago, the volcano collapsed, and now there's animals, and they don't really leave the crater. They all stay in the crater, and it's kind of its own little system of cool stuff. So we saw, like, a lion hunt that failed, but it was pretty cool. And we saw an elephant, like, 5 feet away from our truck. It was pretty neat. Yeah, it was really neat.
Do you know, American, I can tell you some facts that I learnt on that trip. One of them is that if you were to get all of the insects in the Serengeti, which is the size of Northern Ireland, or Connecticut, if you're in goddamn America, if you were to get all of the insects in the Serengeti, they would outweigh that of the other animals.
We learned that at the Serengeti Information Center, I believe.
Do you know that Serengeti means endless plain in Maasai?
After being there, I believe that. It was pretty endless.
Hello, Jody, who was in the last podcast, one of the people on the bus on the Grand Tour of Africa. Can you explain where we are, roughly, and what vessel we are on?
We are on a very old boat, which is probably used for fishing normally. There's far too many people on here, not enough life jackets. So, and we're off the Zanzibar Island, and the sea is really rocky, and I don't like it, and I'm generally scared. All of our lives.
I'd usually pick you up on the grammatical error of generally and genuinely that you just made, but I think we've got bigger fish to fry. The sea is so choppy that earlier on I greened out and I had to hang off the boat, and I was pretty convinced I was going to be sick. The guy next to me was sick, and it nearly started a wave of sick, but for some reason, my stomach's tightened up now and I feel all right. Joe, you feel all right in the way of the stomach, but you said you're a bit scared, are you?
Yeah, my stomach's pretty sound, but these waves are not. They are very rough.
I thought that we were going to get in an efficient boat with two mighty outboard engines and zoom to a desert island where we'd drop anchor, do some snorkeling and have lunch on the beach. Being Africa never works out quite like you think it's going to. So we ended up near a desert island that we couldn't go on for some reason. Bit of an argument about that. Not sure why we were near it, really, because we never went on it. Did some snorkeling. And then the lunch was barbecued barracuda that they made on a wooden boat. Barbecue on a wooden boat. Health
weird
and safety.
Weird petrol. Oh, dear. Equals disaster.
Cooked by a man that might well have been drunk, Not really sure if it was all right, but I think we're okay. Mango, pineapple and barracuda for lunch. Bit of a snorkel. Now we're going back in extremely choppy seas.
Whoa, it's not fun.
Oh, that was a big one.
God.
It's beautiful blue turquoise and the sun's shining.
Yeah,
and
it looks lovely.
It looks really nice.
It's gorgeous.
I'm having a really good time.
Amazing time.
Oh, it's the first time I've missed that big yellow fun bus that we take everywhere. I want to be back on that again.
So do I. Oh, I'm actually going to be in tears in a minute.
Mom, joy.
Dad, I love you all.
Yeah, this is the last broadcast. This tape will be found off the coast of Zanzibar. I'd like you all to know that we went out smiling and laughing. Report again when we're on firm ground. See you later.
If we're there.
Yeah.
If we make it.
Bye.
Hello there, we're back on dry land now. And this is Vinny.
You're getting quite DJ in your old age, I like it. Well, we are back on dry land. We didn't have any major accidents. We weren't flung into the sea, the boat didn't collapse, but we did get stupid amounts of sunburn, and so did everyone else on the boat. The 3-hour drive back to the mainland with an outboard motor that was probably meant for a child's bath toy finally got us home, and we are burnt like a couple of sexy rashers of bacon. You look like a lobster.
Thanks. You look like a crab.
What was your favourite part about the island of Zanzibar?
Well, I quite liked chilling out by the beach. That was really nice. And I went and swam with turtles, which was really fun. Yeah, really fun. And, yeah, a few people went on the spice tour, didn't they? Which I think was quite good for them, as it is an island known for the spices and slavery.
Yeah, it was. It's a last bastion of slavery and an island of spice trading being sort of floating about in the Indian Ocean. And for that reason, it was really interesting as well. Like, there's still loads of spices and markets, and it feels really oldie-worldy. Plus, it's got that kind of colonial feel as well, because the Brits had Tanzania for about 40-odd years, so there was kind of British architecture. It's a really interesting place.
Yeah, Stone Town was nice.
Have you done any shopping yet?
Yeah, I got a few souvenirs and bits and bobs.
I mean, I'm still fending people off. I mean, you get approached every 2 minutes. Hey, you want to buy a T-shirt, my friend? You want to buy a CD?
Panting.
Yeah, you want to buy panting? I give you cheap deal. I give you as the price, someone said to me. And someone said to me, come on, my friend, I give you a good deal. Cheaper than shoplifting for you.
Did he? Yeah.
Good bit of lingo. I nearly bought it. Then I realised it was a fairly gross belt that he was offering me. Welcome back to dry land. The plan was to get back to mainland Tanzania, get picked up by the Big Yellow Fun Bus and move on to a campsite. Big Yellow Fun Bus was AWOL. It's broken down. So we got picked up by a load of tuk-tuks and came here to a campsite. Back on the beach. It's not a bad place to be stuck, is it?
No, it's quite nice here. Right on the beach. Hammocks hanging from everywhere. Nice white sand. Lovely.
Because I'm in a bar and I'm starting to feel better, I'm having a beer and you're having a bottle of... What is that?
It's not actually wee. It is those sachets of dehydration stuff that helps put electrolytes back into my body.
Oh, it's nice to know it will look the same on the way out as it does on the way in.
It's not wee. It doesn't taste like wee, honestly.
So we're off to Malawi next. I think we're only here in Tanzania for another day. If the truck gets fixed, it picks us up tomorrow. We've got a big drive. All 14 of us are back on the bus in perfect harmony, a little bit more bonded than before. Very well known now, aren't we? We all know each other very well.
It's all 16 of us, not 14.
Okay, so like I said, we all know each other really well, even though I haven't met two of them. it should be a laugh, and we get our club on in a few days. Hopefully our burns will disappear, because we will be clubbing on a beach in Malawi in 4 days' time. I look forward to that. I've never seen you bust any funky moves.
Oh, they'll be coming, don't you worry.
Happy days. Well, this has been quite a short but sweet little number. Thanks for listening to the interview with today. We spoke to Sarah the American about her experiences in the Serengeti. You heard me and Jody on a boat, Mother Hubbard. And now we're back and feeling a bit parched, but not too bad. It's been fun. We continue now into Malawi. We will report, probably in a week or two or three, depending what happens, depending what trucks break down, and depending on where I can get to an internet cafe, really.
Mm. Ciao for now.
Cheery bye. Look after yourself and your mother.
More podcasts, a link to subscribe to the podcast in iTunes, and just general information on Vinny can be found at www.vinnywhite.co.uk, spelt VINNEYWHITE.co.uk.